when we come to chapter 5 now, we actually just continue right on in this scene in heaven. You see, the church now is in heaven, and I think it's well for us to spend a little time here to get acquainted where we're going. You wouldn't buy real estate in Florida, I'm sure, without seeing it. I had an uncle that bought property down there, and he went down and he said he had some of the finest alligators that you've ever seen because all of his property was underwater. He bought it sight unseen, and there are people buying property here in California that way. And believe me, we've got a lot of desert here, and you find out that you're sure going to get a whole lot of cactus when you buy a lot sight unseen. And right now, a great many people are buying property out in the Hawaiian Islands. And you'd be surprised how much of that is actually nothing in the world but a lava bed and not really very attractive even in the Hawaiian Islands. Now, if you're going to heaven, you want to know something about where we're going. And that is the reason this ought to be interesting to us. Now, we see here the church is in heaven with Christ. He said, where I am, that's where you're going to be, and we're going to be with him. Now, we have that here in chapter 5 as well as chapter 4. Now, we have here in the first four verses the book with seven seals. And then we have Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and the Lamb which has been slain. And it takes both of these to represent him, and that's verses 5 through 10. And then we see myriads of angels of heaven. They're created intelligences without number. And they join the song of praise and redemption because they're going to sing a new song there. And that's about redemption. That's verses 11 and 12. Then you have the universal worship of the Savior and Sovereign of the universe, verses 13 and 14. Now, this chapter, as we've indicated, continues the same theme as the preceding one. The scene is set in heaven, preparatory to the events of the great tribulation. And since the church is in heaven with him, they sure couldn't go through the great tribulation down here on the earth. Now, the throne was the center of chapter 4. And the Lion and the Lamb, both of whom represent Christ, are the center of this chapter, for he is the Lamb on the throne. He is both sovereign and Savior. He is in full charge of all the events which follow in this book. And let's don't lose sight of him. That's very important.